All right, a good walk. We're holding towards the end of Sivov in Siman Tzadi Zayin. The end of Sivov. Hopefully, it gets easier now. Mitzrayim, hopefully tonight we'll cover a few Sifim. We're dealing with the Issa, this new lav of Leisachpa. You can't take Rechaim Varecha, which means you can't take any Kli Eichel Nefesh. And this Issa is different than the Issa of Leisava Beis. Leisava Beis, you can't go into the person's house and take a mashkin. This is even more encompassing. You're not even take the mashkin out of the person's house. Mitzrayim, we're going to see tonight there are many chalukim between the two lavim. But we're holding by this love of Nala to take Kli Eichel Nefesh. The Mechaber fears at the end of the Sif, V'yesh lem dim Kli Eichel Nefesh, if the Rechaim V'Recha was already detached, they have a din of Metaltalim, then has a regular din of Kli Eichel Nefesh, or Magza Isam B'Shas Malacha, and you have a Chiv to give it back B'Shas Malacha. Means you will have a Kinyan in it, a Kinyan Mashkin, it's already Metaltalim, but you have a Chiv to give it back B'Shas Malacha. That's what the Mechaber says. Now, I want to go into this Inyan. What does it mean, Maksvei Sam B'Shas Malacha? And that is, that normally when you take a regular mashkin, a regular kalim for a mashkin, not Kli Eichel Nefesh, so if you took it, you have a kinyan mashkin, and you have to give it back to the Oni when he needs it. There's a Hoshev Toshev, you have to give it back when he needs it. What about if you take Eichel Nefesh, Kli Eichel Nefesh? If you take Kli Eichel Nefesh, you're now let it take Kli Eichel Nefesh. When do you have a chiv to give it back? In other words, let me explain. There's a Gemara. The Gemara in Tumura has a Machlekes, Rav and Abaya, Koma Adam Rakhmana, Leisavid, Yavid, Mahani, Oloi Mahani. Rav holds Loi Mahani. Frek the Gemara on Rav, if you hold Loi Mahani, means you did nothing. If you try to do it, it's not going to accomplish anything. You're just going to be over the lav. So, Frek the Gemara, when you take a mashkin, why are you allowed? And you went into the guy's house, Leisavid, you went into Leisavid Basi, you went into the guy's house, Shalai Kedin, why do you only have to give it back, B'Shas Malacha, as if to say that you already have the Kinyan in the Mashkin and you have a right to keep the Mashkin until he needs it, until B'Shas Malacha, and once you give it back, Lamash B'Shas Malacha, you have a right to retake it after the Malacha is finished, because you already have a Kinyan Mashkin in it. How did you get that Kinyan Mashkin? You did something you now let her do. You over alav the raisa loisavai. And koma doma rakma loisavai yovid loimahani. After the Gemara, Shani Mashkin, there's a gzeisa kosef hoshev toshev, which is that the pasuk which tells me that I have to give it back, and I say that I have to give it back b'shas malacha, what we see from there, that if it's not b'shas malacha, I don't have to give it back. So for there, it's a gili akra, zakrabu, it's a gili akra, that even though normally, over here, I have a right to keep it until he needs it. I have a right to keep it until Shas Malacha, and at which point I will be Mekayim Nitiklase of Hoshiv Toshiv. And Mimela, let me just take it a next step, Mimela, that if somebody's over this lav and he enters a house of the loiva and takes a mashkin and he was over the lav, he will not get malchus because it's nitik la'asei of hoshev toshev. He has the asei still available to give it back. So it's a lav ha-nitik la'asei.
How do you reconcile the Gemara that says it be honored to be Shabbos achanami delo kani? Gemara Bava Metzia?
That one?
He did so which is not permitted and he's kona.
Right.
The Kenyan.
Right. So the Kenyan, there's nothing wrong with the Kenyan. There's wrong with his Dida Maisa, it's a very Shabbos. Nothing wrong with the Kenyan itself. Yeah, so the Kenyan, nothing wrong with the Kenyan. Now you have Kimmel with the Rabbim, but otherwise nothing wrong with the Kenyan. He was saying that the guy did something wrong. He was now allowed to do what he did. He's now allowed to take a mashkin. So if he's now allowed to take that mashkin, so when the Torah says, you're now allowed to take a mashkin, if you hold Kol Madam Rachmana Leisavri Yavid Leimahani, means Leimahani by taking a mashkin. It's a special gzeris akosev, it's a lava nitik la'asei of hoshev toshev when you take a mashkin. Good? So now, the shaila is like this.
I'm not so sure about that.
Why not?
Because hoshev toshev means I'm taking back the thing that I did in the first place. I'm not taking it back because I'm still holding as a mashkin.
Correct. I still have a kinyan. Correct. But I have a mitzvah. It's a lav and nitik la'asei. I still have the asei. The Torah gave me an instruction what to do once I'm over a lav. That is to give it back. So it's a lav and nitik la'asei.
Yeah,
1 second. It's a Rambam. It's not me. It's a Rambam. The Rambam says it's a lav and nitik la'asei. So it's a Rambam. It says it's a lav and nitik la'asei. The shaila is now. Ad kan, Divrei HaGemara is talking about when you're over the love of Leisav HaBeisa, which is a mashkin. What would be by this Issa of Leisach Bo Rechaim Varecha, which is an Issa Klei Echol Nefesh? The person was over a love deraisa. On this love deraisa, is it Nitiklai say, or will he get Malkus? On this love deraisa, maybe for other reasons he might not get Malkus, but if on this love deraisa, there exists a cause of Hoshiv Toshiv or not. And this Rabbi Isa is a major mavuch. It's a major machlekes rishonim, and in the Rambam there's a major machlekes what the Rambam really held, and the maiminim and masmilim. Each one brings rise to their sheet in the Rambam. Does the love of leisachbol rechaim v'rechev, the love of nalate kleyachon nefesh, does it have an assay of hoshiv toshiv? If you hold it has the assay, then you're not going to get malchus. It's a love and it's a glass A. If you hold it doesn't have the assay, then Rabbi say, look, you should get malchus. Unless you come up with other chidushay tayr, which I don't want to get into, but beside the lechayr, then it should be malchus. But what's nafkemina lididan is this din. We know Hoshiv Toshiv says I have to give it back b'shas malacha. And better, Hoshiv Toshiv says that even though Koman d'amarachmano l'savidi ovid loy mahani, he is mahani. But if there's no Hoshiv Toshiv by the love of l'sakva rechaim v'rechev, then for the love of klei eichon nefesh, you don't have this eitzah. You don't have this gili akrod that I'm allowed to keep it. Oh, you don't have the gili akrod, then like Rav, you're going to have to give it back immediately. You can't wait till Shas Malacha. You'll have a chiv to give it back miyad. Because koma domarachmano lezavidu yovid leimani. You're not allowed to take klei eichon nefesh. If you took it, it doesn't work. You got to give it back. So that's a machlokes rishonim. When somebody was over the issa d'oraisa and he took klei eichon nefesh, does he have a chiv to give it back miyad? Because it doesn't work what he did? Or does he have a right to keep it? He has a kinyan, and he has a right to keep it to Shas Malacha, because we say that that assay of Hoshe Toshev is applicable for Klei Echol Nefesh as well. And you could argue, it makes sense, because Hoshe Toshev took me all kelim. You now take any mashkin, you now go into his house, and on the end of the parasha is Hoshe Toshev. You got to give it back. It's going on all kelim. So go back even on Klei Echol Nefesh, and even if the guy was over the lav of Klei Echol Nefesh, he still has this assay of Hoshe Toshev, and Memeli has a right, it's a gilu, he has a right to keep it till Shas Malacha. What you see in this mechaba over here, at the end of Sivov, and the Sma brings it out a couple of times, but what you see over here is v'yeshlam din klei eichon nefesh u'magzir oisam b'shas malacha. You only have to give it back b'shas malacha. So at least in the Mechaba in Sivav says mefurish like those rishonim that there is a hoshiv toshiv even by klei eichon nefesh, and you have a right to keep it until shas malacha, which is the shitas Ramban, Rashba, a couple of Rishonim go like that, Chita, and that's how the Mechaba, at least at the end of Sivav, is going. Tonight, hopefully, we're going to see Siv Ches, and then later there's a Siv Yud Beis, that could be even a serious Mechaba, how we paskin. But in Sivav, we paskin that yes, the Kinyan is Chal, and you don't have to give it back until Shas Malacha. And what you see also interesting is that you see that even though you're over a lav, we said this Keseda, I just want to Chazar Sashia, that even though you were over the lav and you weren't supposed to take that mashkin, you have a kinyan in that mashkin. And Mamele, even if you give back this Klei Eichol Nefesh, Shas Malacha, tomorrow he needs his spoon to eat, so tomorrow I'm going to give it back to him, but tomorrow night, let's say after he finishes supper, he doesn't need that spoon, I'm going to take that spoon back. And I will not be over the Issa of Oisakwa Rechaim Verechav again. Because it's already mine. I already have the kinyan mashkin in it. I maybe shouldn't have taken it yesterday. But once I did it, and I was already over the lav chalila, I have a kinyan in it, and now I have a right to keep on taking it again and again and again. Because once I took it, I have a kinyan in it. It's my mashkin. I got to give it back, b'shas malacha. But fine, but I have a right to keep on taking it, and I will no longer be over that lav. Once I was over the lav once, but I got a kinyan, now it's mine. I'm not taking your item, I'm taking my item, because I already have a kinyan mashkin in it, and that's going to be permissible. And the Sma over here in Sivkot Yudalid says that you see from here that even by Klei Echol Nefesh, the Ova Balav, the Leisak Berechaim Verechev, Mikomokum Mahani Maisev, the Ainsarak Lagzirim Ela Bishas Malacha. And after the loiva finishes using the spoon, he got to give it back to you. And you'll have a kinyan in it also. If the person is nifta, the kids can't say, I don't know what you're talking about, I don't know you the money, it's my father, not us. He only left us over metaltal. Metaltal is not mishtabdi. It's no. You already have a kinyan mashkinit. The malva has a right to go to the yoshim. And shri is not going to be mishamit because the malva already has a kinyan. Because for all the nafka minas, what you need, the mavot have a kinyan, is that he has a kinyan even though you did something wrong and he was over alav. I'm skipping a few lines in the sma, but at the end of Sivkan Yadal is at the sma, and hu adin, if you take a beged almano, which we didn't get up to yet, but that's another lav daraisi, and now let it take a mashkin from a beged from almano. Still, after avri sura mikom makom ri avad ein tzarech hazara, and it's fine. Bekitza, dosh date in this mechaba. All right, we're going to belina that later tonight. We're going to develop this a little more. But what we see from here is very important. And I pointed out last week is that when we're talking about rechaim verechav that you detached, and then you went into the guy's house or into his base, his rechaim, and you took it from him. L'chayra, you just committed two lavim. You committed the lav of Leisavi al Beisai, you went into his Beis Rechaim, and you committed another lav of taking Kleyoch HaNefesh, Leisachbal. And nevertheless, even though you committed two lavim, still you have a kinyan, and you only have to give it back, Bishas Malacha. Lafuke, which we're going to see, Chok Meshleimim, Mitzvah later tonight, that holds up some reason, each lav alone, a kinyan, fine, you'll get your kinyan. But when you're over two lavim, Bishas, then you can't get a kinyan. L'chayr, from here, you see not like that. All right. Let's go just develop this. What we see in the Mechaba is there's a new lav called Leisak Berechaim Verechaim. Now I want to show the Olam that there's many chilukim, Lekula Ulekumra, between the lav of Leisak Berechaim Verechaim and the lav of Leisavi El Beisai. First of all,
if you wouldn't have a mitzvah to give back, you say you don't have to give back.
Shaila, but why? Where are you driving at? Melos, if you wouldn't have Hoshet Hashem,
you weren't allowed to take his mashkin. Why is it be sechi not about this house? What if this house? Melos, but you're not allowed to hold the mashkin from.
Now that take it, right?
So why should you have to give it back?
If you wouldn't have the assay, if you wouldn't have the assay, if you wouldn't, no, this is taken. You have to make that kinyan. Once you make that kinyan, now you have it. Now it's yours. You made that kinyan. He owes you money. You have a right to take a mashkin from him because he owes you money. Just you now take a mashkin of Kleyach HaNefesh. So, but B'yemis, he really owes you money. So I have a right to take that kinyan mashkin against the chayv that he owes me. So if it wouldn't be Hashiv Toshiv, well, I promise, if you hold that grub, it wouldn't be Hashiv Toshiv when I say, Kom Adam Rachman Lo'Savadi Ovid Le'Mani, then you would have to give it back miyad. But if you hold like Abaya, Mahani, then if it wouldn't be for Asher Tashi, you would allow to keep it. And you wouldn't have to give it back. Even Bishas Malachi, you wouldn't have to give it back. You have a Kinyan Mashkin in it. State in the Pasuk, you got to give it back. All right.
If I'll give it back, you give it back. Now, what happens after you give it back?
I take it again from him.
And you're over
love? No. Because once I make the Kinyan, I have a right to keep on doing it. Because now it's mine. I have a Kinyan Mashkin in it. Okay, let's go through our Baisai. First Chilik between the two. I want to just be Magda so we get this clear. The first chilek, the Merachab already says, Leisava Beisai is only allow you now to go into the person's house. Shliach, and you, let's say we pass in the Grado that a Malv is now allowed to take it even outside, but a Shliach Bezin's now allowed to go into the guy's house. But outside, the Shliach Bezin's allowed to take a Mashkin. But state in the Merachab that if it's Klei Eichel Nefesh, that's also to take even outside, even for a Shliach Bezin. So you see that Klei Eichel Nefesh is worse than the regular Lava Sava Beisai. Benegate outside. That the Shliach Bezin is allowed normally to take a mashkin outside, but he's now allowed to take Kleyach HaNefesh. At least this lav of Kleyach HaNefesh is more chomer than the lav of Leisavi El Beisai. That's L'Chariah 1 Nafkamina, simple Nafkamina. And once you have this Nafkamina, I want to revisit something, Agav, is that I once mentioned to the Elam, a Minchas Chinuch. There was Shiloh, Avis Chesed, we discussed this at length, of Ein Shlichus Advaver, Kedemalvo. Send a shliach to take the mashkin for him. It will be a pash of ein shliach ledva avera. And we went through Navis Chesed and the Ketzva Kadoshim, but the B'Yisayid L'Chayr should be ein shliach ledva avera and the Malva should not be over the Issa. And I said over Minchas Chinuch, the Minchas Chinuch is at the end of Tavkuf Pei Gimel, the Minchas Chinuch says that he owes even though Betzim it should be ein shliach ledva avera, but who cares? Because at the end, once you get the mashkin, right now you have a mashkin by you, you're taking the mashkin now from the shliach, so now you'd be over this. Basically, that's what the Minchas Chinuch says. And we were mutching on the Minchas Chinuch, that's not true. It's really not true, because a shliach Bezin, or even you, are allowed to take a mashkin from a loiva if it's not in his rishus, not in his house, and not outside, if he's not holding on to it. I mean, let's say it's not by the loiva, it's by a third party. We discussed this at length, that your lav is only an allah go into his house or into his rishus, even if he's outside his house. But an allah take it from him. But if I take it from somebody else, I'm not over a lav. So what did the Minchas Chinuch want? L'chayra, I'm taking it outside. I'm taking it from the shliach who already took it from the loiva. So lechayit shouldn't be a problem. What does minchas kinnik want? And Rabbi said, I looked over minchas kinnik and I think I made a toys. Because the minchas kinnik is not in tafkuf pei hey about the love of lezavel beisai. The minchas kinnik is in tafkuf pei gimel about the love of nalara take rechayim v'rek of a klei eichol nefesh. And it's yitachein that in Ukrami, because Kinnik is masking that for the love of Leisav El Beisai, Avada wants the Shliach got it and it's outside, Avada you'll have to take it from the Shliach. Because it's outside the guy's Rishus, because the love is only when it's by the Leiva. Mashenkin for the love of Klei Eichel Nefesh, we over here we see that even the Shchutz, even the Shliach Bez is now take it forever, no matter what, but Kol Leif and Shehu, you now let it take Klei Eichel Nefesh, in that love, the Minchas Kinnik is correct. Who cares the shliach already has it? Who cares the shliach to drive Vera? But now when you take it from the shliach, you're taking klei yechol nefesh. Right now you're taking klei yechol nefesh. So l'chay, right now you should have a problem. Right now you'd be doing this. So that l'chay will be a nafkamina also, that if you hold by the love of l'tzav el beisai, if you send the shliach, like to minchas kinnik, you'll have shliach to drive Vera and you're fine. Mashen came for the love of klei yechol nefesh. If you send the shliach, you have a problem. Because now when you take it from the shliach, now you're going to be over the love. Because it's the same type of chilk we said before. Because the love of Leisakwa Rechaim Varekav is even outside, even not in the Rishus Alayvi, you're going to be over the love.
Look, who made the
you're going to make the kinyan when you take it from the shliach. If the shliach already made the kinyan for you, so that goes into the Shaila Taisis and Yodam Abeis to Pratim. If you're in shliach Ledvar Vera, does that just mean that everything worked, the kinyan is chal, just you weren't over the love? So in the Abizai, the Lechai, you're right. I already made the kinin when the Shliach made it for me. So I already got the kinin. So now that I take it from the Shliach, I'm not making another kinin. So I hear it's like, I give the kid a kinin. Even when I do a kinin b'issa, we say that I can keep on taking it. Mask him. But if you hold like the other Teretz and Taisis, Pashas, the Akrain ones say it's two Teretz and Taisis. You hold like the other Teretz and Taisis that when you hold Ancient the Varavari, it's a Kum Taisis, it's not my Shliach for that. The whole mice is, so to speak, bottled. So the shliach had, he wasn't authorized to take it for me, because it's a dvar aveira. So he's not my shliach, b'chai gavna. So he has no right to take it. So if he has no right to take it, he can't represent the malvo. So he's like a third party taking it. Third party has no right to take my item, the loiva's item, for nothing. He won't get a kinyan mashkin in it. If I go to you and you don't owe me money, I'm not going to get a kinyan mashkin. So the shliach won't get the kinyan mashkin for the malvo when he takes it. There was no kinyan yet. So now when the malvo takes it from the shliach, now the malvo would be over. This is I know, but because Kinnik is right. Yeah, I'm asking him. The Mechizel Kari is going like that, only one Teretz Adaisis. But at least the Chesron stims by Klei Eichel Nefesh. But by the love of Leisavei or Beisai, it will not stim. Look, Chesron.
Shusso means in his house, or if he's holding it outside?
Even holding it outside. We discussed, Barry, because even holding outside is a Shus.
That's
but
for sure.
Right.
He can't grab it from his hand.
Correct. But if it's by a third party, then already I'm allowed to take it for the love of Leisavei or Beisai. But not for this, because this is no matter what, you're now let her take. All right, let me talk about another nafkamina. The another nafkamina is that we discussed that this love of Leisavei El Beisai is only limited to a loiva. The guy is not a loiva if he owes me money for schiris, if he owes me money for mazik, zeila, for other reasons why he owes me money, I won't have the love of Leisavei El Beisai. It's limited only to a loiva. You're now let her take. You now take a mashkin from a loiva. But the love of not taking oichel nefesh is all-encompassing. It's a love even for other things. Even for an orev, like the Ramah says in Sefer Dalet, even for schiris, the Minchas Chinuch says. It's all over. We don't have that mi'at. It means normally we have the mi'at by Leisavei El Beisai, we dashin lebeisai of the loiva, v'loi l'shar adam. Mashain came, but the love of Leisakwa Rechaim V'rekab, we don't have such a mi'at. So the love is b'chol oifen. You now let it take klei oichel nefesh, even if the guy is not a loiva. So Rabbi said, that's chazib, that case, I keep on mentioning this case, but the case was that there was a tenant who defaulted on his lease, and he happened to be a restaurant, and the landlord wanted to seize the klei eichel nefesh of the tenant. He wanted to seize the oven and the dishes and whatever, all the klei eichel nefesh of the tenant. So l'chayra, at this point now we have a problem. Because we don't have the heter that, he owes me money only through schiris. Because that's not going to be a heter. That's a heter why I'm allowed to go into his rishus. Because the issa of l'chayra basis was only by a loiva, not by someone who owes me for other things. But the issa of klei eichel nefesh is all encompassing. That issa is even if he owes me through schiris. So mamela, I wouldn't be allowed to take his klei eichel nefesh, even though he owes me for schiris. So that's going to be another major nafkamino, again, l'chumra, that the klei eichel nefesh is more chumra than the love of Leisavei El Beisai.
Why would you consider the oven and the restaurant and the pot as clear on the Ochel Nefesh. It's not really clear Ochel Nefesh in the sense of an oni where he has to, needs a pot to cook.
He's doing it for business. Okay, right. Well, we'll discuss. It might be for business too. We'll have to discuss it. We'll have to develop that. I'm asking. I'm just addressing a heta that we suggested last time. That was only for Leisav El Beisa, but it's not going to work for this new issa of Rechaim Varechev.
And also, if not the question of Aloba, if the mazik is a nani, you can also take even though it's a nani.
The issa of Leisav El Beisa is only by Aloba, not for other chiyuvim. If he owes me money for other reasons, I don't have the love of entering his house. But I will have this love of Kleya Konefesh, no matter what. Mazik, no matter what, I will have this love of Kleya Konefesh. Right, so that was, he was asking, it's commercial. We'll have to develop as we go along. All right, another nafkamina l'chumra, as we discussed last time, I think it was last time, maybe two times ago, we discussed that the Minchas Chinuch and the Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak had a shayla, they wanted to dash in the pasuk that you now let it go into the loiva's house. But if the loiva died and now you're going to his yoshim, they want to dash and it says lebeisai and it doesn't include the yoshim. And memela, you're allowed to take something out of the loiva's yoshim's house. If the yoshim owe you the money, you're allowed to take it from his house. And on the topic, I should mention, I saw there's a Ravid HaZohav, which is Rab Trivish. He was the Av Bezin in Vilna, Zman of the Goyin. And he quotes on this pasuk in Parshas Kiseitze, he quotes a Tshuvas Ma'arit. He quotes a Tshuvas Ma'arit, I think Chelek Dalet Simen Mem. There's no Chelek Dalet, so he probably means Chelek Gimel Choshem Mishpat Simen Mem. And over there, it talks about these Diyukim, but unfortunately, I didn't see exactly what he quotes from him. But he wants to say that Hu Adin the other way around, that if the Malva dies, and the Yoshe HaMalva would like to now collect the Choy from the Loiva, the Yoshe HaMalva are allowed to enter the guy's house, the Loiva's house, because again, Loisava Obesa is a Mid, he has a, just like Loisava Obesa, he has another Joshua, a similar type of Joshua. Also, it says Atta in the Pasuk, I think his Joshua was, and it's Atta Loisava Obesa, it says, you're not allowed to do it, but Vaisa Yoshim are allowed to do it. So Yoshe Loiva, you're allowed to enter, and Yoshe Malva are allowed to also enter. It means it's only between Malva and Loiva. That's all it is, and not between the Yoshim.
Why is there a need for a Shaliach?
A Shaliach represents you, so he's like you. He's you. But here we're not talking about you, you were talking about Yoshim. Okay, that's the other child. Okay, so then that's the thing. If you want to invoke Angelic Dvar Averis, we said in a Konami. But without that new concept, Angelic Dvar Averis, I've added there would have been a Nissa. The Ravid Avzav himself is Ma'ira, that if you're going to hold like this Marit, which we don't have, but if you hold like this Marit, it should come out that if I buy a Choy from somebody, Reuven lent Shimon money, and he sold me the Choy. So now I'm the creditor, now I could go after the loiva. I also won't have an issa of Loisav El Beisa because I'm not the one who lent him the money. Reuven lent him the money. Not a shlichus, I bought it. Just like a Yoshim was not a shlichus. The Yoshim inherited it. So I bought it. So he said, if you hold like the merit, it should come out. The major heta should come out that once you sell it, now any boy of this cave is allowed to much of the daylight, allowed to enter the guy's house and be mamashkin, I don't know, much of the daylight, but at least mamashkin from the guy's house and enter his house and take a mashkin. Not even Leisav El Beisa. And he says, v'tzorachin. You know, it's hard to imagine that you're allowed to do that, v'tzorachin on this marit, like I said, which we don't have. But anyway, all I want to show you, Rabbi Isai.
I think he said he does
become
a kamal, no?
Let's see, like, by Yoshe. Sorry, what?
If you buy a loan from someone, then he does become like the
mom. We said that, Ledger? So. Oh, yeah? Okay, I have to have Chazar Sashir. Okay, fine. But I just want to bring out that if you hold the love of Loisava or Beisa, it should come out that for Yoshe Aloiva or for Yoshe Namav, it's permissible. However, Benegay, to this love of Losachmo Rechaim Verecha, which you don't have these miyutim, you don't have Beisa, you don't have Atta in the Pasik, there's a sefer called Shar Halakutais. Others they call it Pischei She'arim. It's on Bava Metzi and Kufyud Gimel Aman Aleph and Madua Basra. He quotes these Diyukim that Yoshe Eloiva Yoshe Malva would not be applicable by Loseva Beisai, but he says for the Lava Leisakvo Rechaim Verechav Avada that's Nagei even for Yoshe Malva, even for Yoshe Eloiva, because you don't have these Miyutim. So it's another Chumra where the Lava of Leisakvo Rechaim is more Chumra than the Lava of Loseva Beisai.
Why wouldn't it apply to them?
It does apply by the lava lezakra kain v'rekav. It does apply to the yoshim. By leisav el beisa, it doesn't because we have mutim in the krah. But for the lava of klei echonefish, even the yoshim are going to be over the lava. One more nafkamina, which we already touched on, is that I said there's a machlekes rishonim if the lava lezakra rechaim v'rekav is nitik laasei of hashev toshiv. So if you hold like the rishonim that they're not, and Yitzchak Hashem, it's not poshut even in the mechava that they're not. So again, that's another chumra. The lava lezav el beisa is nitik laasei. The lava lezav el beisa, you're allowed to keep it till shas malacha. Mashenkein the lava lezakra rechaim v'rekav, like some rishonim is not nitik laasei, so the lava is in full force, and it, like some rishonim, and maybe you even get malchus, and like these rishonim, at least you'll have to return it immediately because you weren't kind of come on the rakman lezavdi avad mahani memela, you did nothing, you tried, you over humana the malchus, you over alav, but you got to give it back right away because you're not going to have a kinyan in it.
Well, we paskin like grover.
Oh, that's a shiloh amongst the place and how we baskin. Let's say for the vowel, yes, we baskin like Roman. Let's assume. All right. So that's four nafkaminas with a lav of Lesakbar Chaim Verechos, Mohammed and Lesava Beis. Mitzshem and Tzivches, we're going to see two coolest. But at this, Rabbi Yisrael, you walk away that this lav is Mohammed de Galav. Okay, let's move on. It's going to be easy. We're going to cover, hopefully, some ground tonight. Let's move on. The next few sifim are going to develop this lav of Klei Echol Nefesh. Okay, let's move. Siv Zayin. Imro Bezdin Shatoylish Rechaim HaTachtoino. If Bezdin sees that this person, the live himself, is being Toylish Rechaim HaTachtoino, Uchayetze Ba Mimokam Chiburam, Lahavriach Mi Balchoiv. He's trying to evade his assets from the Balchoiv. He doesn't want his Balchoiv to collect from these. Vechenim Uoikin Nitiyos Vesayse Binyin Habatim. He has a house, so he breaks apart the house, Kedait, I don't know, I guess the stones are worth something, and he's going to be Mavriach those stones. Lavriach Mi Balchoiv. What's the halacha? Bezdin Magbin Loi Mehem Leshaitoi. Bezdin has a right to come in and collect Leshaitoi. Because when the loiv is trying to mevrich his assets, then Bezin kicks in. The Goyin says in Sif Katan Tezayin, the Choshirayim Bezin hefset shegoyim aloiv lamalva goyvin leshaita even belois manoi, even if it's before he gives mana parayin. If the loiv is doing something that the malva is going to lose out, that the malva won't be able to collect from, then Bezin steps in and prevents it. Memela, it's Numan Megmar Ksubis, Memela here too, Hayois, the loiv is trying to be Mavriach his assets, Bezin is going to step in and be Magbin loy Mehem Leshaitin. Now if you look in the Chuvis and Ramban and Simon Tezayin and the Sefer Chumis, which we discussed at the beginning in Shar Aleph Chelek Hay, when they bring down this halacha, they say Magbin loy Mehem, Bezin does a Gevir, Bezin will take these assets b'teris gviya, but they will not take them b'teris mashkin. And you have to know why. Why won't they take them b'teris mashkin? Does he mean because they have a din like karka and Bezin doesn't take karka as a mashkin, like we discussed in Sivav? Or what does he really mean, perhaps, is that we have a lav, the raisi, an alibim a mashkin klei echol nefesh, no matter what. Or for that matter, Bezin's now let enter the guy's house. He's now let the Bezin's now let enter the guy's house. There's a Nissa Deraisa for Shlik Bezin to enter his house. So even when he's trying to evade and be Mavriach his assets, so we got to do something. So what we'll do is we'll take a Bateris Gevir, because like we discussed many times, Bateris Gevir, Rabbeinu Tam holds, you're not over the Suri Mashkin. But to take a Bateris Mashkin, that you know how to do. There's still a lav in the Torah. Leisav El Beisai, or the lav in the Torah of Leisakur Rechaim Verechav. So Bezin will only do Bateris Gevir. That's what the Lashon Mechab is. Magbin Loi Mehem Leshaitel, they'll take a Bateris Gevir, but Bateris Mashkin, they will not take it.
What's the difference?
Because the lav in the Torah was only said for Mashkin. Not from Gvir. I'm taking Bateris Gvir. What does Gvir mean different? Gvir means I'm collecting it, and with this, the Chayv is paid off. Mashkin is, the Chayv is still outstanding, and I want him to pay me with dollars, just I can hold on to Mashkin as leverage or security against that payment. But the Chayv is still intact. That you're not allowed to do. Those are the Yisurei HaTorah of Mashkin. But Gvir is not a problem. Gvir I'm allowed to do. I'm not taking a Mashkin. I'm being Gvir from these assets. I'm going to shots up, the Bezin will shots up how much these assets are worth, give the Leiv credit for that, and with that, the Mavo will now own these assets.
Why
that would be a Gvir. Because we said, the Mavo, we once discussed, the Mavo is now allowed to do a Teres Gvir if he needs a Shumas Bezin. But Yisoid, you're right. The Mavo could take a Teres Gvir, and that was an Eitz of the Ksaitz brought down. But problem is, he needs to have a Shumas Bezin. So he needs to work in tandem with Bezin. He has to have the Bezin's cooperation to shatz up how much those assets are. If he doesn't, then he can't take that. He can't shatz it up himself. Mamel, he can't do Gviya unless he has a Shuma. So he needs Bezin to shatz it up for him. Sorry? Right, so the loiva, what he'll do is he can't run away with the netiyas, so he uproots the netiyas and then he runs away with them.
Now that he does make it worse, because now it's
metaltim. So Bezdin will kick in and Bezdin will do it b'teres kriya. So Kozman, it's attached. Bezdin can't do mashkin on karka. Right, good. And once it's detached, now it's metaltim. So now you'll have the yisurim of taking a mashkin.
Then the mal can take it already.
Once it's metalta? No. Mamba also has a nisi, now go into his person's house, you're not allowed to take Leia Kul Nefesh either.
So why is it doing this to me? Because it's Mechubin, no one can take it in Tchila, also Mechubin, no?
If it's, yeah, but when it comes, but at the time with the Gviya, when it comes to Shas Gviya, he owes the money next week, so this week he's going to take apart his house. If the house will still be intact, next week Bezin will put an ikel and come down and do Akrasta and Ajachta on his house and do a B'teris Gviya. So he wants to be Mavriach his house before this Man HaPeroin. So Bezin steps in.
He's Mavriach
for the Gviya.
That's why Bezin goes in.
And so Bezin jumps the gun and comes in right now. So Kozman it's Karka, Bezin can't take him. And once in Medan Lechay, also Bezin can't take us, it'll be alive. So Mele, Bezin can only take a B'teris Gviya.
Take a Gviya from a house that he lives in?
Why not?
Well, I thought
they said Kleia Konefesh
and Bezin has to
live in. Not Kleia Konefesh, so we'll have to make sure he has a place to rent. Yeah, no, no, it's not Kleia Konefesh, that's all Tilchus Mesadrin. So it's a Din Mesadrin. It's a Din Mesadrin. So as long as he has a place to live for 12 months, or he has enough money to rent a place for 12 months, it's enough. So we could take his house. If he's trying to, obviously he's afraid that it, let's say he has six houses, he's going to be break this one. So, and you get the next one, he'll be break the next one. I don't know, he has a plan. But Lomai says that's a really misogyny, that's the end of the sermon. All right.
Lishaita,
I think he means at that point, means even though normally Bezin doesn't do this, Bezin doesn't step in, interfere before he gives Man HaPeroin or do these things, but now Lishaita, at the Shas HaTzayrek, right now that he needs it, now Bezin will step in and do it, even though it's not usual for Bezin to do it, but here there's a need, therefore they'll do it.
I missed something. Bezin can step in before the debt is due?
Correct.
Because they know that he doesn't have other assets. I can do what I want.
But I see the intention of this lawyer. This lawyer right now is trying to play around.
How do you know that? Did he make a statement to that effect?
Did he make that decision
that they can interfere?
Yeah, well, they see right now, they see the person, they see what he's trying to do, they understand, they make a, with their chokhmah, they realize what he's up to, so therefore they stop him and prevent him from doing that.
Can he sell his house before that? Before they die,
Again, everyone has a right to sell his house, but if he's doing it to evade payment, the Bezin will step in and either stop the sale, or at least freeze the proceeds of the sale.
Can you tell? A person can sell his house anytime.
Everybody could. You're right. That's why you need Bezin to tell. We can't tell. You need a Bezin to tell. Bezin has Chokhmah, and Bezin will see what the guy's doing. He'll see if he's trying to evade payment or not. It's just coincidental. The night before the Peroyin, that's when he transfers over the deed of his house. So it's pretty fishy what the guy's doing. He's been living there 30 years. He never transferred his house. Punk tonight, he's transferring his house. That smells. Punk tonight, the market's strong. Okay, fine. I'm going to say that. That's up to the Lefi Reis Eini Adayin. Okay, good. Fine, let's move on. Sifches. Kalim, back to Oichel Nefesh. Kalim Sho'esim Bem Oichel Nefesh Sho'omru. What are we talking about? What's considered Klei Oichel Nefesh? Hainu Sho'esim by Oichel Nefesh Mamish. That's the Mamish Oichel Nefesh. What does that mean? Kegoin. Harechayim v'arevis v'yeris tapatsh mevashlim behen v'sakin shoshchito v'chuyete behem. Any tool or utensil that comes in direct contact with the food, so it's clay oichol nefesh. V'mchaval, and if a person was chayvil these clay oichol nefesh, he was over the lav, he shouldn't have, but he did. Machzir al korchay, he has to give it back al korchay.
Chava.
Means he took it as a mashkin. Chava means to take a mashkin. Like tzachboil. It's a lashon mashkin. You're now allowed to take it b'alkarchoi. And if you did, max alkarchoi, you got to give it back. Zok d'ramor, avushar clay umnis. But other types of clay umnis, kegoin, zugshel, saparim, the scissors of barbers, uparis hachoshis, mutal mashkinam. But you're allowed to take the paris that are plowing in the field, because they don't come in direct contact with the final product of food. And not only the paris itself, but you're allowed to take even zok this massive kantazayin, afilu temet shoparis, even the yoke that helps for the plowing process, shu kli, even though it is a keli, it's still not going to be a problem. Claim oichon nefesh, it's moto. Ulafuke zok this ma temet shoparis hamaraxes betfua. But if you'll have a temet, a yoke that's on paris that Hamraxis betfua, shenitziyafsha lost a mimina klipa, that is like dosh. It's trying to remove the klipa off the tfua. So now the paras are dealing directly. Sorry? Right? It's going directly on the food. Then it's going to be also, because that's klei oichol nefesh. Because this temed of paras is used right now directly in contact with food. Kumacha kosavatur besifyitches, ayin shom, mekin kosarama, lafuki medas harama, shekosavatur mishmoy. There's a shitas harama which says otherwise. That he owed, shigam kelim shoisim ben melacha, lispranis bedemem, even scissors of a barber. Since what does a barber use as scissors? As a panasa. And he's going to make money, and then from that money he could buy food. And he can prepare his food. So the Ramah holds that basically all klei umnis is also considered klei eichon nefesh. Gam kim b'chal klei eichon nefesh umasik deloy kavasi ayin shom. The two pasuk sound like that. The Ramah pasuk sound like that.
What's the mamish?
Mamish means directly with food. It has to really deal with food. Means paris achoshes doesn't deal with food. Even though paris achoshes is a necessary process in harvesting and plowing, because that helps for planting, and planting helps for harvesting. Harvesting helps for food, right? So even though it's a process for food, still it's not considered klei eichol nefesh because it doesn't deal directly with the preparation of food.
Harvest?
Sorry?
Harvest,
and yes, then it'll be a problem, because at that point, now I'm dealing directly with the food. But this is, or just like dosh, right? If you have paris which are dosh in the food, that's also going to be a problem, because that's dealing directly with the food. Okay, so what we see from here, Rabbi says, klei eichol nefesh is dafka in the preparation, direct contact of preparation of food. That's considered klei eichol nefesh. Now let's take, there's really two parts here, the mechab and the ramah. I want to focus first on the mechab. The mechab says, v'mchaval, and the guy did it. He shouldn't have done it. Anyways, over the issa, klei eichol nefesh, what's the halacha? Magzer akoka, he has to give it back. Frektisma, as far as the Arikas and Zivkot and Tezvav, Magzer akoka is mashma, that what he did, Teignish, didn't work. He did it, he was over alive, you got to give it back, Magzer akoka. We force him to give back what he did. It's mashma, you even have to force him to give it back, Miyad. Frektisma, what do you mean? We paskin, and Sifvav, we paskin, that even by klei eichol nefesh, there's an assay of hashiv toshiv, and I only have to give it back b'shas malacha. Till shas malacha, I don't have to give it back. And over here, you lechari, it's mashman u'machab, but not like that. That once you are over, it's leisachbal, if you are over leisachbal, you got to give it back akorcha, you have to give it back miyad. Memeila the Sma'a Muches and Betech Dvarav Ha'aruchim in this Sifkon Tezvav, he says, if you look at the second column, right before the lines get wide, he says that the mechaba doesn't mean that. Mechaba doesn't mean the time that you have to give it back miyad. It just means that, let's see, elam deino shaaf bahani tarti shaloik sibbu befeish betayv shem avashlik bezem vavad the tzarek lagziroi. Have I mean I would think the ain't tzarek lagziroi even b'shas malacha k'mash mulan the mechaba you got to give it back. But when do you have to give it back? Avad only b'shas malacha. He mutches and he's matrik the lashon of mechaba that only means b'shas malacha, and he was kitzakan. It's really same from what he said before in the Rambam as well. It only means b'shas malacha. That's how the Sma mutches and plugs into sifches. It's not mashma like that. If you look in the Goyin later on, it's sifkot and chavhei and sifkot and chavches. And even over here, drop the Goyin's mashma like that. That the Goyin says, no. This mechaba means that you got to give it back miyad, and he's going like the other rishonim, not like the Ramban and Rashba, and it's a serious mechaba. Mechaba and Sifvav went with the Ramban and Rashba that you only have to give back klei eichol nefesh b'shas malacha, and this mechaba holds no. You got to give it back miyad because koma damarakman oleisavid yavid leimahani. It doesn't work. This gili akrav hashiv tasha. Hashiv tasha was never said on klei eichol nefesh. Hashiv tasha was only said on regular love of leisavid yobesai. So now loite goin is a serious mechaba. How we paskin? As I held the goin. Interesting. The tumim also says it's a machlekes. Tumim got the holes in the Rambam. Rambam yeah goes like the Ramban and Rashba. You only have to wait b'shas malacha. Not like what the goin says in the Rambam. Good. Like I said, it's a major machlekes in the Rambam. But the tumim at the end of the day says it's a major machlekes rishonim if the assay of hashiv tashiv was said for klei eichol nefesh or not. Therefore, zakta tumim. Hayois, it's a machlokes rishonim, and we're dealing with a lav de oraisa, sofik de oraisa lechumra, and therefore, obviously you're not allowed to take it lechatchila because everyone holds it's a lav. But once a person did take it, you have a sofik de oraisa if you have a kinyan in it or not, or you have to give it back miyad. Sofik de oraisa lechumra zok tatumim, you have to give it back miyad. Hazay al tatumim. Halacha l'maisa means he really paskins like this mechab and sifches that you have to give it back al korchay, which is mashma even miyad. There's a oitza hamishpat, it's a hain to go over here in sifkotten. Here's a sifkotten footnotes 87. Over the here he says, what does the tumim mean that it's a safek deraisa and therefore you have to give it back? He says the chayra, I've added to safek deraisa, but I already took it and you have a safek of avikinin in the mashkenanat. So it should be a Safik moment. Every time a person has a Safik, he owes money or not. He's a Safik Zela. Safik, if he owes the money, that doesn't pay. Or he's taking something that's not his. If a Shiloh, who owns this item? And I think maybe it's mine, maybe it's not, but it's by me. I have a Cheskes moment on it. So we have a problem. We have a Hamaitzmekaveral of Araya. I did a Lav Deraisa of Lysigzoil. No, Dosh Tate Cheskes moment works. Hamaitzmekaveral of Araya. So Zokta, it's a Mishwat here too, Lochaira. Who cares? You have a Shaila that maybe you're being over this Lav of Lysakwa Rechaim Verechav every second. Because maybe you don't have a Kinin in it. What do you mean? But maybe I do. And maybe I have a Kinin in it. And it's my money. And I'm Hamaitzmekaveral of Araya. Why? Because maybe that's a mekinyan. But how good one done in the chayri commercialized tsiyurim that even if a shayla in mamin when you don't have a cheskes mamin mamish, you have a shayla and we have still a policy that you keep it by you. Lemais it's by you. So for me to be moited from you, I need a raya. Let's say there won't be any isurim involved, right? If you don't have any kinyan, so let me take it from you, right? So Yumaisa is the Malv is holding on to the item right now, right? He is holding on to it. So if let's put the Yisurim on hold for a moment. What? Maybe he has a right to keep it as a mashkin. Maybe not.
So he has to prove that he has a right.
Oh, I don't. Maybe. Maybe not. Let's say there wouldn't be any.
He's not called.
I want to know if there wouldn't be any. Why not? If there wouldn't be any Yisurim in the Torah, let's say forget the Lav for the moment, and the Malv will be holding on this mashkin. He's not sure if he has a kinyan in it or not. So am I allowed to, the Leiv allowed to take it back from the Malva? Yeah, after the Chayv is due, who cares? He's not taking B'taris Gevayin, he's taking only B'taris Mashkin. And he's not sure if he has a kinyan or not. So to the extent he doesn't have a kinyan, he got to give it back to the Leiv. Still we would say, because even without a Cheskes moment, there's still such a concept, you can't take it out of his Rishus.
Is the greatest strength, the greatest proof of Chazakah.
The what, sorry? Right, good. So he has it. So therefore, mitzvah kavala raya. So frak toitza mishpat al lachayru, we should say mitzvah kavala raya. So why is the tumim being machmal safek deraisa luchumra? Okay, the mitzvah kavala raya, and you should be able to keep it.
This is if not a woman is the yesed of sachkulos.
How do you know? So I think it is. I'll tell you why. Because if the leiva lemashal would be willing to give me the Rechaim Verechav. Do I have a nissa taking it from him? Shalai b'shasava. Oh, so there's a shita the Rambam holds, the extreme, the Rambam holds, that you're not allowed to take Rechaim Verechav, even b'shastava. It's not up to him to give, because it's an issa, it's not up to, you can't make it up. So then, you must, and then there's a benad on bakam. But Roy Vishayim, the way we pass it is not like the Rambam, that b'shasava, afilu shalai b'shasava, if the loiva is willing to give me the item, the Rechaim Verechav, I have a right to take the Rechaim Verechav. So you see that the Rambam v'yisai doesn't have a problem with it. It's a sort of a ben adam lechaver type of din. I shouldn't take away, deprive him of his klei konavid. But if he's maskim, it's fine. So to the extent I have it, I'm going to make a vel of raya. I have a right to keep it. I don't think so. He doesn't have any other eitzah. But lemaisa, if he's masking to give it to me, I have a right to take it. So lechay. Sorry. No, if he's saying you can't take it, so you'd be over this lav. I'm just showing you that the lav is a sort of a ben adam lekavera type of a lav. It's up the marshal. It's yitachein halacha lemaisa that if you at the shas avol you put into your gemach contract saying lahed you're allowed to be mamashkin even klei echol nefesh. that you should be able to do. Because he's masking. If he's masking to do it, we hold like Rav Rishonim that it's up to him to waive. So if he waives it, he's giving me rishus to take it. So
can I take rivers if he wants to give me rivers?
Because Torah says he's not allowed to, even if he wants. That's a statute. Because there's
a
cuss. But Rav Rishonim say that the Torah is not saying even if he wants, only if he doesn't want. But if he does want, you're allowed to take it. And if he could actually obligate himself, look how you can. Lukhari, okay, we get down there. Okay, we get down there.
What's the difference?
That's Xerus Akosov. It's Xerus Akosov. Not up to us to ask.
Where do you get this
material? Oh, so not for now. We'll have to explain. We'll show you Makarius Red. Okay, but Bekitza, that's what the Oitza Mishpat's Kash on the Tumim is. Now, to continue, there's a Avnei HaChoshen who also is Mitzadeid. That it's a Safek Daraisa L'chumra, that it's a Machloikas Hashanim, it's a Sveika Dedino, if you have to give it back Miyad or not. But he comes from a different angle. Maybe he went with this Eitz HaMishpat, but he doesn't say, therefore you have to give it back Miyad. He has a Chap. He says, well, play this out. I took it this morning from the guy, I'm not allowed to take it, and I did it. So Chatozi Visa Pajati. Now I'm faced with a Machloikas if they give it back or not. But even if you hold, you don't have to give it back miyad, but I have to give it back b'shas eichel nefesh. B'shas malacha. B'shas he needs it. That's what the Mechaber says in Sivvav. Maxay some b'shas malacha, because that gzeis akos hashav toshav is applicable. So now I give it back to the loiva. I got him. No matter what, even if I do have a kinyan, I got to give it back to the loiva. Now the loiva is muksik in it. Now the loiva told him, "Ava kultuv, I don't know who you are. I hold, like the Rishonim, that you have no kinyan in it. I'm not giving it back to you." Normally, the loiva have to every night he has to give back the item, the mashkin, back to the malva. Once he finishes using it, the malva has a kinyan in it, so malva will take it back. But here, to the extent it's a suffix, even if the malva wants to say hamitz mekavel avarai, good. But b'shas malachi, you got to give it back to the loiva. Now the loiva is going to be the muksik. Now the loiva won't give it back to the malva, so you really don't fadim much, because if his first day that he needs it, it's going to be end up by the loiva. The Oitza HaMishpat seems to have a problem even with this. I think this is what he means to ask, I'm not sure, but he asks like this, that normally, why the Malva is supposed to give back the chevetz to the loiva b'shas malacha for his tzorich? He's an oni, and he needs a b'shas malacha, it's a deraisa, shetoshiv. It seems Oitza HaMishpat understood that's only because, you don't lose anything by it, so you still have your mashkin from it, and tonight you'll get it back. But Zogdeh b'chihai gavn, if the Avnei HaChoshen is right, that if I give it back to Loiv, he's going to pull the stunt on me, and Taina Mitzvah Kavav Rai, and I won't be able to get it back, then b'chihai gavn, I shouldn't have a chiv to give it to the Loiv. Because then I'm going to be mafsid. If I'm going to give this item back to the Loiv now, he's never going to give it back to me. So ad kidei kach, I should still have to give it back to the Loiv? Marshall, let's say you can Marshall is a tzir that I'll give it back b'shas malacha, but by doing so, he's going to ruin it. Do I have a chiv to give back his mashkin b'shas malacha when he's going to ruin it? How do you say? Where does it say even when you ruin it? You have to give it back b'shas malacha, but who says he's going to ruin it? Let's say he's going to ruin it. He's going to mechal yekane. He's going to break it. Or he's going to be mavriach it. So do I still have to give it back to the loiva?
The
Torah
only has a time
l'gabi,
the guy not giving it back.
It
doesn't have a time
l'gabi, the
malva.
The gabi, so you hold that. So you hold not like that. I mean, I know where the Eitan Mishra is coming from 100%, because l'chayra, if you have a seder rice of hoshitash, you got to give back no matter what. Either Lev is going to pull the shtickle on you, tough. That's you got
to
eat it.
If the Lev wants to do it, it's not like a zuki jimgavim taskimim, we know the story here. One guy grabs the rave from another guy, he doesn't get a real taskimim taskimim, the same like whatever I am.
You're going back to the first Kach Oitza HaMishpat, you're saying. Yeah. That since the Malva took it from the Leva, and we see how the Malva got it, so maybe he's not considered a Cheskas Mammon to keep it? Okay, we could done that. I'm not so sure if that's true. It's all right, fine. That's one shmuz. Just a Yisafa, which we mentioned before, is that Chokhmah Shleima, for this Kash of the Sma, had a Shtim the two. The Chokhmah Shleima wants to say, over here in Sivchas, he wants to say, like I said before, that when you have only one lav, avad, you have it's nitiklase, and you only have to give it back b'shas malacha. But over here in Sivchas, since we're talking about that the guy was over two lavim, he went to the guy's house, and he took his rechaim, so he's over Leisav El Beza, and Klei Echol Nefesh, so there, that's why you have to give it back miyad, because one I say cannot be manatek to lavim, and that's going to be avlatarte yachad loy mahani klal ma'isav, and that's why you have to give it back. That's his eitzah to shtim. So we said before we didn't understand, because in Siv Vav L'Chayra, once it became metalton, once he was Eikrit. He detached it from the ground. Now it's Medalim. If you take it over there too, you're going to be over both Lavim L'Chayro. And nevertheless, the Mechaber says, Max Oison B'Shas Malacha. Okay, but Rabbi, so you have to walk away. That's a machlekes rishonim. If the lava l'sak v'rechaim v'rechev is nitak laseh or not, memel it's machlekes. If you allow to hold on to it till shas malachu, you have to give it back miyad. And the nafkamina will be lamashul by a noshir. Let's say, right? A noshir is even a bigger nafkamina. You only have to give back b'shas malacha to a noni. A noshir you don't have to give back b'shas malacha. So if you hold the avikinin in it, so you can keep it for a long time. You're never going to face the problem with Shas Malacha, because the Nashi doesn't need it for Shas Malacha. You don't have to give it back to him. Mashenkin, if you hold that there is no Nitik Lasei, so you got to give it back Miyad. So you're going to have to give it back immediately, because the Lav wasn't Nitik Lasei. You have a Komad Amarak Malay Savadi Ovid Lamani, you're going to have to give it back Miyad. All right. Fine. Another Shmuz I want to go into is the Ramah. The Ramah says over here that where is Machaba the truth? It's not just Ramah, but both. Machaba and Ramah are both saying that Klei Ochel Nefesh has to be Mamish Ochel Nefesh, direct use with food, that's going to be Klei Ochel Nefesh. But scissors of a barber or Paras HaChorshes that you need to plow, that's not considered Klei Ochel Nefesh, not like the Shitas Ramah. The Tumim over here in Sifkan Hay says that this is also a Machlekes Rishainim. I mean, the Smar already says not like the Ramah, but he has a different Rishonim. He has that since Rashi and the Rambam and the Raivat that's brought down in the Baal HaMor all are Mavua, that even Paris, the Tzemet of Paris HaChoshes, even for plowing, is also considered Oichel Nefesh, and it's an Issa de Araisa. So a Suffolk Issa de Araisa, Zokta Tumim, you should not be taking Paris HaChoshes, because it's how could he be Mekel, Tzarekin Liadina Lahako be Issa Taira. It's a Suffolk Issa de Araisa. Everything is bad. You're going to see everything sort of is makhlek is yishayinim, but he makes it into a makhlek is yishayinim, a suffix is a diet, so you shouldn't be taking it. Now he comes on with yishayinim, a Rambam, a Ravid, and a Rashi. Shailas, why didn't he quote the Ramah Gufa that the Sma quoted, that the two quotes? And Ramah also says that even for Parnasa, even for Klayum, this is considered Klay Ochel Nefesh. Why is only hopping on the Rambam, Ravid, and Rashi? Could be that you could make a shtickle of a chilek between the two. Could be the Ramah, Ravid, and Rashi didn't go as Zayvayit as the Ramah. The Ramah says, Lahed, even clay umnis, anything that you have, clay kalim, that makes a panasa, generates income, that's considered clay ukonefesh. The Ramah, Ravid, and Rashi don't say that. All they say is that paris sakhosh, temet paris sakhosh, it's also considered clay ukonefesh. Normal, you learn it because it's clay umnis, you're going to generate parnasa from it. But there's a gedule truman, shar alef chelekei siv gimel. The gedule truman wants to say pshat in the Rambam is that why did the Rambam leave out scissors of a barber? He only brought down paras hachorshes. He wants to say, about the scissors of a barber, the Rambam's moed is not clay ochel nefesh, because clay umnis is not ochel nefesh. Just he holds that paras hachorshes is ochel nefesh. Means, the Mechaber holds it has to be mamish, direct touching the food, then it's Klei Ochel Nefesh. The Rambam holds that any process necessary in the preparation of food, even if it doesn't come in direct contact with food, is also considered Klei Ochel Nefesh. So the Paras HaChorshes for plowing is also considered Klei Ochel Nefesh, because it's the first step in the process of preparing the food, of growing this food. So that's also considered Klei Ochel Nefesh. Anything in the process of the preparation of food is considered Klei Ochel Nefesh, but stam scissors of a barber, that will not be considered Klei Ochel Nefesh, because scissors of a barber is just stam Klei Umnis. So, for Klei Umnis we could be Mekel, because that's only Shitas Ramah, so it's a Shitas Yochid. But for Paris HaChorshes, or for anything in the early stages of the preparation of food, there he would like to be Machmur, because it's a Safek Deraisa. Rabbi, what?
Does it make a difference if it's for his own food, or if he's like a farmer and he's going to sell it to him?
And then it will be, well, if you hold Klei Umnis is Klei Ochel Nefesh, I mean, if you don't hold the Ramah, don't hold the Ramah, so Klei Umnis is not Klei Ochel Nefesh, and now you'll only have this Shita, that is anything in the preparation of food. And now you want to know, for commercial things, does that make a difference? That was the Shiloh everyone's asking. Deval, we don't have a Raya either way on that Shiloh.
Blacksmith who made the
Temet? Who made the Temet, yeah.
How far back do you go according to the Rambam?
No, that's just mamish, a heksher. It has nothing to do with the food. That's making the kli. We're talking about, but the tzemet is used for the preparation of food. The early stages, it's for plowing. All right, now.
Satin shel shechita, right? You said it's good, right?
Because that direct touches the food.
What happens if you have a stone that you use to sharpen the knife?
No, that's not clear. That
the same thing as.
No, that's like maybe like a blacksmith making the tzemet. I don't think that. No, because that's a heksher to heksher. That's a heksher on the caliph that's used to be klei kol nefesh. Here we're talking about paras hakodesh is not a gram to gram. It is, so to speak, in the preparation of food. It's just its early stages. It doesn't come in direct contact with the food. But you need to plow the ground in order to plant the seeds to grow.
You have to have the knife sharp for sakim shel shechita, otherwise you can't check.
And I have to go to yeshiva to learn how to check. So the whole yeshiva should be klei kol nefesh. No, I mean, it's not direct with the food. It's not preparation. It's all heksher to heksher. That doesn't count. But Rabbi Say, all I want to point out is that the Tumim is talking about taking it. You're not allowed to take it. Be choshish for the sheet as a whole that this is a klei kol nefesh and it's a suffix deraisa leisachmon, you shouldn't take it. Let's clear what happens if you did take it. Now you went ahead and you did take it. Will the tumim now hold that it's a suffix deraisa and now you have to return it, miyad, even before shas malacha? Or now we have a svek seker. First of all, it might have not been klei kol nefesh. And even if it is considered klei kol nefesh, well, this is makloik, it's rishayim, even by klei kol nefesh, maybe once I took it, I have a kinyan and I don't have to return it till shas malacha. So I have a svek seker on my side. In order to say that I have to return it miyad, you have to say it's klei kol nefesh, and you want to go like the rishayim, all that by klei kol nefesh, it's not nitik laseh, and you have to return it miyad. Yavadloi mahani. Now, if it's svek seker, maybe I'll be able to keep it. Or let me say it in other words. Really, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says that if you take a machresha, a plow, you only have to return it b'yoyim. That's a din. B'shas malacha, you got to return it. And this Gemara is what starts off the whole process of all these chalukim. You can see there's even more chalukim. Frek toizah, frek all the rishonim. Well, how could the Gemara say that when you take a machresha, you only have to return it b'yoyim? What do you mean? How do you take it in the first place? And if you're over the lav, you got to give it back miyad. How are you allowed to keep it till shas malacha? I say frek toisis. Now toisis holds that for the lav lezakur chaim verechev is not nitik lasei. So you got to give it back miyad. So toisis is stuck. Therefore toisis says that must be, he has a whole different pshat, must be, it's not talking about paris hachorshis, he holds that chayrish is not considered klei kol nefesh, and the Gemara says paris hachorshis, doesn't mean paris hachorshis, it only means paris hamerachsis betvua, the process of dosh, which is like the machab and the ramah, that's not considered klei kol nefesh. Yishpares from this kasha, this chiddush, that the early stages of the preparation of food is not considered klei kol nefesh. However, the other rishonim have many other terutzim. For example, the gedule truma says, the Sefer Truma says that Teretz is, and other Rishonim say, and Ekonami are now loud, but you did it anyway. Why you only have to give it back B'shas Malacha? Because it is, even Leizak Berachayim Verachav is Nitta Klasei. And that's where the Ramban and Rashbo have come out with this Chiddush of Sivvav, that you only have a Chiv to be Max Oysam B'shas Malacha, because from this Kashi you see, it's a Gemara, Machresh, you only have to give back B'yayim. Must be that even for Rechayim Verachav, you only have to give back B'shas Malacha, until then you're allowed to keep it. So it's their Teretz. So if you go like either Teretz, but one thing you're going to end up is that Shteita Mufusha Gemara, that you're allowed to keep it till Yom. I'm allowed to hold on to it till the day. So if you want to know if you shouldn't have done it, you want to be Makkah Sefer Sofek Dereis L'Kurma, and go like the Sefer Chumas that it is considered, or the Rabban and Rashba, it is considered Klei Kol Nefesh, but I still have a Gemara that once I did take it, I'm allowed to keep it till the Shas Malacha. So either Teretz or Chayetz Mufusha Gemara, you would allow to keep it. However, there are two other truths I'm trying to give. The Haskam of the Leiver, right. So that's the Baal HaMor says. Very good. The Baal HaMor's Teretz is that no problem. The Gemara is talking about with the Leiver was willingly giving you the Klei Kol Nefesh. He gave you the Machresha willingly, and even though he gave it to you willingly, you still have a Chiv to give it back to him B'Shas Malacha. So the Lav, you weren't Oiva, L'Sak B'Rechaim V'Rechaim, because he gave it to you willingly, but still you can have a Chiv to give it back. But Avad, the Pers HaChosh is still, the Klei HaMachresha, Avad, is considered Klei Kol Nefesh. Or you can go back. There's another Chiddush Adin where Ramban and Rashba say, and they want to be Mechadish, another Eitza, and they're Mechadish, that the Issa of taking clay Eichel Nefesh is only B'Shas Malacha. If the guy, it's Roy L'Shas Malacha, if it's during daylight and he could use his plow now, So even if maybe he's not using it at the moment, but he could use it, it's roiv l'malacha, now you'll have the lav, you're now allowed to take his clay makresha. But if it's night, and he can't use it, so right now it's not roiv for the malacha, now you're allowed to take these clay akunafish. And to what's the hezba hadava l'chay? What they mean to say is, the biya hadava is that because at night, when it's not roiv l'malacha, it's not clay akunafish. It's only clay akunafish by day. At night it's not klei ochel nefesh, because at night it's not roif for ochel nefesh, not roif to prepare ochel nefesh. So like them, it's another interessant patent, way out, but like these two last terutim, the Bala Mor and the Ramban Rashba, these two terutim, we won't have a raya that if you did take makresha b'yoyim bal korcha d'loiv and you were over the Issa, maybe in a chenami, you would have to give it back miyad. You would have to give it back miyad, and to the extent it's a sofik and everything's a sofik, maybe even by the svek sveka, you'd have to give it back, because Rabbi said, it's really not for now, but svek sveka, we can't really make our own svek sveka. So with this two svekas, we shouldn't be able to use our own sofik, maybe sofik with the right sokum, you'd have to give it back. For his malacha, I would have to give it back, right? For his malacha, I have to give it back. But to take it, Shaloi b'shas malacha was I over in Nissa.
According to that sheet, you're not over.
And not over. So therefore, right. But now, and if I do take it b'shas malacha, I took it the last minute of the day. So I took it b'shas malacha. I was over the Issa. One second, and I have to give it back for his malacha. But now it's already Tzeis HaGogavim. I took it a minute before Tzeis HaGogavim.
So now it's Tzeis.
So now I'm allowed to. Yeah, one second, but I took it, I mean, so now instead of giving back, now let me, so the first taking didn't count, because the first taking was no good, because
I had to give it back anyway.
Giving it back alone, to have to give it back alone is not such a problem, so you have to give it back. So what? But say, I made a kinyan, and my kinyan was chal. It'll work that I'm allowed to take from Yoshim, and it'll work that Shemit is not Misham. It'll work that tomorrow, after he finishes Malach, I can take it back from him. But that was our Shaila. Do we have to be choshish leidoiz rishayinim that I'll have to give it back miyad, because koman dam rakam lov nesavid yovid leimani. But you still have a chab, that once it states a gogavim, so now let me take it. Like the Ramban and Rashba at least. Right. Cool, but like the Bala Mar, if the Pshat and Gemara is he gave it willingly, now he's not giving willingly, maybe I should be choshish for that shita and have to give it back. All right, Rabbi said there's a lot more. Oit chazayin b'lin edda. Hakotavach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.